Subject of teachings to Sanatana Goswami forms a big chapter in the text and essays of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and to explain the whole thing in minute details will require a volume itself. We shall try to put in these special matters in a different chapter conveniently. At Mathura, he visited all the important places, and then he reached Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the family of a high-caste Brahmin, and over and above that a sannyasi. He was the preceptor for all the varnas and ashrams, but he used to accept meals from all classes of Vaishnavas. At Mathura, the Sanodhya Brahmins are considered in lower status of society, but the Lord accepted meals in such family also, because he, his host, happened to be a disciple of the Madhavendrapuri family. At Vrindavan, the Lord took bath in 24 important bathing places and ghats. He traveled all the 12 important bonds, forests. In these forests, all the cows and birds welcomed him, as if he was their very old friend. The Lord also began to embrace all the trees of those forests, and by doing so, he was feeling the symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. Sometimes he fell unconscious, and he was made to regain consciousness by resounding the holy name of Krishna. The transcendental symptoms that were visible on the body of the Lord during his travel within the forest of Vrindavan were all unique and inexplicable, and we have just given a gist idea only. Some of the important places that were visited by the Lord in Vrindavan are as follows. 1. Kamyaban, Adishwar, Paban Sarobar, Kadirban, Sheshai, Kailatirtha, Bandirban, Badraban, Shriban, Lohaban, Mahaban, Gokul, Kaliyaharad, Dwarashtaditya, Keshatirtha, etc. When he saw the place where rasa dance took place, he at once fell down there in trance. So long he remained at Vrindavan, he made his headquarter at Akrurgat. From Vrindavan, his personal servitor, Krishnadas Vipra, induced him to go back to Prayag to take bath during the Magh Mela. The Lord acceded to this proposal, and they started for Prayag. On the way, they were met with some Pathans, amongst whom there was a learned Mulana. The Lord had some talks with the Mulana, with his companions, and the Lord convinced the Mulana that in the Quran also there is description of Bhagavad Dharma and Krishna. All the Pathans were converted into his cult of devotional service. When he came back to Prayag, Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his youngest brother, met him near Vindumadhab temple. The Lord was this time welcomed by the people of Prayag more respectfully. Balave Bhatta, who resided on the outer bank of Prayag in the village of Arel, came to receive him at his place, and while going there the Lord jumped on the river Jamuna. With great difficulty he was again picked up in unconscious state, and thus visited the headquarters of Balave Bhatta. This Balabhata was one of his chief admirers, but later on he inaugurated his own party of the Balava Sampradaya. On the bank of the Dashashwamed Ghat at Prayag, for 10 days continually, the Lord instructed Rupa Goswami on the science of devotional service of the Lord. He taught the Goswami the divisions of the living creatures in 84 lakhs species of life, then about the human species. Out of them he selected the followers of the Vedic principles, out of them the fruitive workers, out of them empiric philosophers, out of them the liberated souls, and out of the liberated souls he said there is only a few who are actually the pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami was younger brother of Sanatan Goswami, and when he retired from service he brought with him 2 boatful of gold coins. This means he brought with him some crores of rupees accumulated by the labor of his service. And before leaving the home for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he divided the wealth as follows. 50% for the service of the Lord and his devotees, 25% for the relatives, and 25% for his personal needs in case of emergency. In that way, he set examples to all the householders how to divide the accumulated wealth. The Lord taught the Goswami about devotional service, comparing the whole subject with a creeper. And he advised to protect the bhakti creeper most carefully, specially from the elephant of offense act under the pure devotees. Besides the giant elephant, as above mentioned, the creeper has to be protected from the desires of sense enjoyment, monistic liberation, and perfection of the yoga system. They are all detrimental on the path of devotional progress. Similarly, violence on the living being, desire for worldly gain, worldly reception, and worldly fame, all are detrimental to the progress of bhakti cult or Bhagavad Dharma. Pure devotional service must be freed from all desires of sense gratification and uncovered by fruitive aspirations and culture of monistic knowledge. One must be freed from all kinds of designations, and when one is thus converted into transcendental purity, one can then only serve the Lord by those purified senses. So long there is the desire to enjoy sensually, or to become one with the Supreme, or to possess the mystic powers, there is no question of attaining the stage of pure devotional service. Devotional service is conducted under two categories, namely primary practice and spontaneous emotion. When one can rise up to the platform of spontaneous emotional stage, he can make further progress by spiritual attachment, feeling, love, and many other higher stages of devotional life for which there is no English words to express properly. We have tried to explain the science of devotional service in our book of the same name, based on the authority of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, made by Srila Rupa Goswami. Transcendental devotional service has five stages of reciprocation. 1. Only the self-realization stage, just after liberation from the material bondage, is called the Shanta, or neutral stage. 2. After that, when there is development of the transcendental knowledge of the Lord's internal potential opulences, the devotee engages himself in the Dasya stage. 3. By further development of the Dasya stage, a respectful fraternity develops, and above that, a feeling of friendship on equal terms becomes manifest. Both these stages are called Shakya stage, or the devotional service in friendship. Above this, there is the stage of filial affection, and this stage is called Vatsalya stage. And above this stage, there is the stage of conjugal love, and this stage is called the highest stage of love of God, although there is no difference of quality in either of the above stages. The last stage of conjugal love of God is called Madhurya stage. Thus he instructed all about the devotional science to Rupa Goswami and deputed him to Vrindavan to excavate the lost site of the places of transcendental pastimes of the Lord. After this he came back again to Varanasi and delivered the sannyasins and instructed the elder brother of Rupa Goswami, which we have already discussed. The Lord left only 8 slokas of his instructions in writing, and they are known as Shikshashtak. All other literatures of his divine cult were extensively written by the principal followers, the 6 Goswamins of Vrindavan, and their followers. The cult of Chaitanya philosophy is richer than any other one, and it is admitted to be the living religion of the day, with potency of being spread as Vishwadharma, or universal religion. We are glad that the matter is already taken up by some enthusiastic sages like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and his disciples. We shall eagerly wait for the happy days of Bhagavad Dharma or Prem Dharma inaugurated by the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 8 slokas completed by the Lord are as follows. 1. Glory to the Sri Krishna Samkirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together, and thus the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death is extinguished. Such Samkirtan movement is the prime benediction for the humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it helps to have a taste of the full nectarine for which always anxious we are. 2. O my Lord, your holy name can alone render all benediction upon the living being, and therefore you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna, Govinda, etc. In these transcendental names you have invested all your transcendental energies, and there is no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names. O my Lord, you have so kindly made easy approach to you by your holy name, but unfortunate as I am, I have no attraction for them. 3. One can chant the holy name of the Lord in an humble state of mind, thinking himself as lower than the straw in the street, tolerant more than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and being ready to offer all kinds of respect to others. In such state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. 4. O the Almighty Lord, I have no desire for accumulating wealth, nor have I any desire to enjoy beautiful woman, neither I want any number of followers of mine. What I want only is that I may have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. 5. O the son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor, and although I am so, somehow or other I have fallen in the ocean of birth and death. Please, therefore, pick me up from this ocean of death, and fix me up as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. 6. O my Lord, when shall my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly by chanting your holy name? When my words will be choked up when uttering the holy name? And when all the holes of hair on my body will have eruptions by the recitation of your name? 7. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment as 12 years or more than that, and tears flowing from my eyes like the torrents of rain. I am feeling all vacant in the world in the absence of your presence. 8. I do not know anyone except Krishna as my Lord, and he shall always remain as such, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or he may make me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, but he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally.